Hello and welcome to NSTA, the bus stop. This is the official podcast of the National School Transportation Association, and I am Kurt Mackison, the executive director. And in today's NSTA member update, just want to advise everyone on a future NSTA flash webinar. So save the date. That's Wednesday, November 18th, 2020. And this is at 12 noon Eastern time. We'll have a flash webinar on student transportation funding in the state. We're going to have a panelist of experts from each of our state associations who'll talk about the future challenges with respect to student transportation funding that will impact contractors around the country. So once again, NSTA flash webinar, student transportation funding in the states. That's Wednesday, November 18th at 12 noon. Registration information will be forthcoming. So save the date. So today at the bus stop, we're happy to welcome back a previous guest, Jessica Pinkerton, our own Jessica Pinkerton, NSTA Membership Services Coordinator. So welcome back to the bus stop, Jessica.
Hey, Kurt. Thanks for having me. Thanks for reminding me that I am welcome back.
I actually think you might have been the first guest at the bus stop way back when.
Cool. So then I get to go and look back and see how much I've improved, right? How much I've learned from you.
That is the objective, is professional improvement. So you hit it right on the head. So anyway, it's great to have you back. What I wanted to do, because, you know, obviously when we talked the first time, there was nothing going on with coronavirus, COVID. We didn't even know the terms back then. And now we fast forward to, you know, over a year later, and we've had this COVID-19 pandemic. It's impacted everyone. It's impacted school transportation contractors and our other NSTA members. So I think the big question for you is, you know, do you think folks are seeing value in belonging to a trade association, especially during this period of pandemic?
100%. I do. I mean, so we know NSTA exists to provide its members with resources and education and advocacy, right? Those are the two big pillars. In addition, the association has this wonderful professional networking that supports the members through whatever challenges they're experiencing. So, and this has been the cornerstone of NSTA since its existence in 1964. And we know that there's no greater challenge that the school transportation industry has faced since COVID-19. I mean, when it hit us in March, it hit us hard and fast. Like we haven't stopped, right, Kurt? So I think that, at least from where I stand and what I've seen, the organization itself, its leadership, all of the members from the beginning of the pandemic, proven themselves to be, you know, a resilient, determined people. I mean, they're intent on surviving these countless challenges that have been thrown their way in the last 8 months. And I think this is ultimately the number one value that trade associations bring to its members. The fact that this pandemic hit and there was a place to go right away. I mean, it was amazing to see how everyone immediately came together and was like, all right, we need to do something about this. So I 100% believe that this is the pandemic. If ever a time to be a part of a trade association, it is now.
Yeah. And there have been so many aspects that, you know, folks have leaned on that NSTA has been able to provide. What are some ways you think NSTA has shown value to its members?
Yeah, we have, you know, the organization already had a buffet of benefits, right? And I think that through the pandemic, it was great to just have these benefits available already, but they were enhanced through the pandemic. People and volunteers came forward with their expertise. You know, a perfect example of that is this podcast. It's been a year running, but we were able to, at the very beginning of the pandemic, have Regina Phelps on, who is actually expert in crisis management. And so that was like the first week that we were starting to hear rumblings of COVID-19, and we had Regina Phelps on there on the podcast, and we were able to get that communication out to everyone, not just our members, but, you know, as a service to the public for other people in the school transportation industry. You know, we've got a lot of really other good examples about that. I mean, there's a lot of good people here in our network at NSTA. The Business Council Program, Rich Kelly, him and his legal team have been able to consistently provide us with updates and guidance as things have changed throughout the pandemic. And so they've been a wonderful resource to tap into. You know, they even updated a schedule for consultations, right? So they made themselves available to our members ad hoc, you know, when they needed it. I know that you and Corey Murad from New York, who is the president of the New York State Association, but also part of Logan Bus Company, you know, he helped provide insight and share what's happening with contracts and management in his state. I mean, the list goes on. We had webinars consistently, 2-3 throughout the month. I mean, our members were coming to us with, you know, questions. And we responded, the leadership responded and said, these are the things that we need to do. This is the information we need to get it out. And the fact that we could do that consistently and timely makes this association a really valuable resource for contractors across the nation and in Canada. I can keep going on. There's town hall meetings. That was huge at the beginning. We were meeting every week, leadership across the nation, because everything was changing so fast. And you were hearing different things. And we know now the pandemic, you know, you're experiencing it in regions, right? And so that was kind of the case at the beginning. We just didn't know that. And so to have everybody on a weekly call and talk about what's happening in their area was extremely valuable. So yeah, we, like I said, there's been, you know, we've had these benefits. They've always been there. But when we are experiencing challenges as an industry, the need obviously becomes more obvious and more people have come in to recognize that this is, NSTA is a place to go to kind of work through these challenges and share that information, take it back to their own communities and their companies.
Yeah, I think one of the things I've noticed is that we had a fairly strong committee structure in place, but during the pandemic, that actually has gotten stronger with folks more in tune with, you know, what's going on locally and then kind of bringing that to the platform of the committee, which is, you know, obviously more national in scope. So I think that's another strength that we've had. So, and then this committee structure that we do have is able to assist when we're putting together things like webinars. So I look at the Business Development Committee, as well as the Manufacturer, Suppliers, and Technology Committee to, you know, assist us with putting together, you know, webinars that are going to meet the needs of, you know, the various constituencies that we have out there. In terms of, you know, the pandemic, though, it really has change the, you know, the landscape, especially how associations operate, and NSTA is no different. But there's been one stark change that I do want to talk about, you know, with the listeners, and that's our major change with the annual midwinter meeting. And I'll set the platform a little bit for you. It will be 1 year in January since we met as an organization in a live meeting setting. And so as we move forward, seeing if, you know, January 2021 midwinter meeting was viable. We did a lot of consideration, and this went back to my earlier comment on the committee structure through the awards and meetings committee. So we finally landed in a place. I want to give you the floor, Jessica, to explain what we did so folks understand that, you know, our live meetings are such an important part of association membership and how we were able to adjust and hopefully keep on track with having another live meeting very soon.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important to start it off with the fact that our membership recognized that despite everything that we're doing here virtually, there's nothing quite like being in person. And so there's definitely a call. People are looking for that. Like you said, it's been a year. And, you know, we obviously considered this seriously. We want to make sure that we're doing this responsibly and everybody's safety is priority. So we've made a shift, right? So we're going to move the midwinter meeting to midwinter meeting light. It's going to, the dates have changed a little bit too, right? So this is part of the coined term everybody's using is part of our pivot. So we pivoted to a midwinter meeting light. What does that mean? It's a little bit of a shorter schedule, we're going to focus on our programs a lot at the midwinter meeting. And there's going to be a lot of really good content and work done there in person. The midwinter meeting light is going to be in Safety Harbor, Florida, which is not far from Tampa. right? It's off the bay there. Honestly, I think it's like 12-minute drive from the airport there. We are going to open registration here in the next couple of weeks. That's Midwinter Meeting Light.
So one of the things I think that we also did was we preserved, because the original meeting was in Key Largo at the Playa Largo Resort and Spa. And I think, you know, we wanted to take advantage of all the, you know, benefits of that resort and spa. So essentially what we did was move that forward to a 2022 timeframe, also in January, but then booked another resort and spa, as you mentioned, conveniently located by the airport, so folks could take advantage of a smaller meeting, but yet still get a lot of the same kind of networking opportunities that they would at the larger Midwinter meeting. So why don't we talk about, you know, what folks have to look forward to and maybe what are some of the things in the schedule of events at the Midwinter Meeting Light?
Yeah, so the schedule at a glance is going to start us on Sunday, February 21st. And so we'll be doing light registration. Everyone's going to come gather their badges, and we're looking to do a social event to welcome our guests in there on Sunday. We move over to Monday, and we'll open up with a keynote session. No, keynote session is going to be school bus contracts post-COVID pandemic. And this is actually part three. And so we've had two very successful sessions on this previously throughout the pandemic. And so we'll have another one while we're in Safety Harbor. Some of the other things that are going to be happening throughout the Midwinter Meeting Light schedule is going to be committee meetings. So we'll have membership committee, government relations committee. We'll work on also providing an opportunity for our vendor partners to do a roundtable. You know, we've done this for the last couple of years, and, you know, we're looking and discussing the schedule here. Is that something that's going to be valuable? And I think it will be. I think our vendor partners are experiencing just as much change as our contractor members. And so I think it will be valuable for them to get together and discuss, you know, how their world is different and how is everybody else adapting, and how can we as an organization here at NSTA work with our vendor partners in this kind of new, different world and still be able to provide value to our vendor partners as well. Then on Tuesday, what's the other thing that's a little bit big? Oh, at the board of directors meeting. So if you've been a frequent flyer to our meetings before, you'll probably recall that the BOD meeting typically wraps up the Midwinter meeting and usually our AMC as well. But this is going to be a little bit of a switch up, which I think is going to work out really well. It's going to be on Monday as well during lunch. And then Tuesday, February 23rd, the last day, we will have Becky Weber from Prime Policy. She'll open up our day with a report out. And then we'll move into a couple other committee meetings. So we've got MST committee. So we'll be looking at a panel presentation there, as well as awards and meetings, who I believe is starting to plan some team building activities. So that should be pretty fun. And then we wrap up with strategic planning committee report, which will be a good one to end on as we get together for the first time in over a year and then start looking ahead at what's on the horizon for NSCI.
So that's a save your date of February 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, 2020. So that's Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And as you mentioned, we're going to kick it off with a welcome reception the evening of the 21st. So a lot of great activities. Now, Jessica, if folks are interested in sponsoring some of these activities, where can they go?
Yeah, so we're currently getting our sponsorship activities posted on our event webpage. And so the event webpage is located on our website, www.yellowbuses.org. If you go under meetings and events, you'll see Midwinter Meeting Light there. And we'll have a link there to our event webpage. And so keep posted, because we'll get that posted in the next week or so with sponsorship opportunities. We've already had some outreach. So they've come either, you know, they've come to you, Kurt. They've come directly to me. I would say that we'd probably be the best people to reach out to. Feel free to email me. I'm at jpinkerton@yellowbuses.org. And then you can expect for the sponsorships to see some communication be launched that will give you a listing of what's available.
Great. And the important thing we just want to get across to folks is that Safety Harbor Resort and Spa has already hosted live meetings too. And so they're fully aware of what needs to be done in this environment to put together a safe, you know, space for our midwinter meeting. So that was one of the key aspects in terms of dealing with the Safety Harbor Resort and Spa. They're already versed in doing this, and we would not be the first organization to host an event there. So that's good as well. So, you know, in terms of wrapping up, Jessica, you know, talk to me a little bit about, you mentioned yellowbuses.org. What's some of the other stuff that folks can find on the NSTA website?
Yeah. So, you know, there's a really good, if you're listening and you're not yet a member and you're interested and you want to learn a little bit and do some research on your own, go visit our membership page. So when you go to the homepage, you'll see there's some black tiles listed there and one of them's membership. And so we have a good listing of benefits for you to review for a contractor member, vendor member. It's a really good place to start. Some other things that are pretty, you know, good resources on our website is, you know, with COVID, we've created a COVID resources webpage. So we have a lot of information on that. And you can kind of see, you know, it's the chronological order of things that have come out. And so even looking back and even getting up to speed now, that's a great place that I would recommend using, going to and checking in on frequently, because it does get updated pretty often. And then the other piece to that, so we have COVID-19, but we also have our advocacy resource page. And we know that we've been doing a ton of work here with advocacy and our members. And so I would encourage people to visit that webpage as well to kind of take a look of where, you know, where we're at. I know that we update the co-sponsors list there for the CERTS Act. So that's another good page to go to.
Great. Lots of information on this call, Jessica. So thanks for, you know, so much for joining us at NSTA, the bus stop. Once again, Jessica Pinkerton, NSTA Membership Services Coordinator. Thanks, Jessica. And we hope to see everybody in Tampa, right?
All right. See you all there. Thanks, Kurt.